Good morning, 809, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining me by phone, we've got the Chief Deputy at Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Shane Tucker. Hey, Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. It's good to be back.
Hey, it's good to have you. Always good to have you. I think this week is going to be a discussion about the good and the bad dog bites, because we got some good ones to get to, and we got a bad one to start off with. Is that right?
We'll start off with the bad one. Friday evening, our deputies responded to a pretty serious situation at a Pace home regarding a dog bite. The complainant called and reported that at the moment she was making the call, her elderly husband was actively being attacked by their family dog. When the deputy arrived, the dog was still actively biting the victim, and the deputy assessed that it was a pretty serious injury. There was a significant amount of blood, and the victim was begging the deputy to actually shoot the dog.
Oh, wow.
Now, the deputy didn't want to shoot the dog while he was latched onto the victim, because obviously that would put the victim in undue danger. So he used the taser, which was effective in stopping the attack on the victim. However, at that point, the dog then tried to attack the deputy, who was able to eventually shoot and dispatch the animal. But, wow, that was kind of disturbing when your family pet attacks you and does, you know, such critical damage like that.
Wow. So yeah, talk a little bit about not so much the being attacked part, but the deputy having to make that decision, and as you said, you know, not wanting to shoot at the dog while he's attached to the owner, because you know it's a very difficult thing to be sure that you're going to hit the right target, right?
Well, absolutely. In that particular case, when you're talking about something the size of a dog that's latched onto a human being, it doesn't really matter how good of a shot you are. That's just an incredibly dangerous and unwise shot to try to make. They're in such proximity. I mean, essentially an animal's in your lap, and somebody shoots it. There's a really high likelihood that both, if not the wrong target, would be hit. So that's just – the deputy made the right decision. And for the most part, tasers are very effective. I've tased a couple of dogs over the course of my career, and those are tremendously effective in changing their course of behavior.
Wow. All right. Well, scary story. Terrible outcome, but, you know, it was the necessary outcome in this particular case. I mentioned, you know, bad bites and good bites. The good side is you've got a chance to meet all the canine officers from Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, and you've got an event coming up on, is it Sunday, is that right?
Starting on Sunday, sure does. We're really excited. This year we are hosting the USPCA Canine Trials. This is an annual event where canine teams from basically all over the Southeast region come to compete as well as certify their canine partners. And for me, it's always just amazing to watch these teams do their thing. It's really fascinating what these teams are capable of. The event is going to be open to the public. They can come on out and observe and just check these things out. But on Thursday the 17th at 6 p.m., we're actually going to have a demo night that we really want folks to come out to. You're not going to want to miss this. There's going to be demonstrations of our canine. There's going to be a SWAT demonstration and different kind of static displays where we're going to show different things and resources. And I'm told there's going to be some really cool raffles, free raffles. They're offering some pretty cool stuff. So you can come out and get an opportunity to get your picture taken with our canine. And like you mentioned, they meet some of our canines and their handlers. So it should be a real good time, and we're looking forward to it.
And that's going to be 17th of March, 6 o'clock at Navarre High School. Is that right, at the stadium?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Very good. Yeah, I was looking through. You've got a really nice post. I actually shared it on our Facebook page. You've got really nice, high-quality photos of all of the current canines. Ash is my favorite. Ash is such a cool looking dog. The black head with the mottled gray and white body, a 2.5-year-old German short haired pointer. So I was looking through all of the pictures there, and I'm into Ash. It's a really good looking dog.
We're super proud of our canine.
They're
we
fabulous.
Really are.
Hey, you also. Oh, I did have a question come in. I want to ask you, because somebody texted me and said, do you know the breed of the dog that attacked the owner, and is there any reason that you understand why the dog attacked the owner?
I don't really have any background on the dog. I don't know how long it was a family pet. I don't know the breed.
Okay.
You know, so those are all questions that certainly we would like to know the answer to, but I don't have that right now.
Fair enough. You guys also
it was a large animal.
Okay, and you guys also had recognitions for some of your school resource officers.
Oh, we sure did. We are super proud to find out that four of our school resource officers were selected as school-related employee of the year for each of their respective schools, and this is really a big deal. Deputy Sean Riley, Deputy Danny Tussler, Deputy Matt Robinson, and Deputy Edgar Bennett each received this award, and we really want to extend our congratulations to them and just thank them for the phenomenal job they do each and every day. You know, and we've talked about this before, but we are super proud of our SROs and the amazing job they do to keep all our kids safe. But
absolutely.
This just kind of solidifies something that we already knew.
Absolutely. Hey, I got one. People are really interested in this dog attack story. Do you know the condition of the man who was attacked by the dog?
My understanding was that he was fairly significantly injured. I do not know if he was actually treated on scene and released or went to the hospital, but according to the deputy, there was a very significant amount of blood loss. So I don't have any updated condition on him at this point.
All right. Very good. Thank you for the information. I mean, not very good, obviously, the attack, but very, you know, thank you for the information. Last thing is you guys have a couple of open positions you're hiring for, right?
We do. You know, as usual, we have some open positions. Most recently, we posted for a fiscal affairs clerk and an administrative clerk. Now, we still have the deputy sheriff and the communications positions, but to get more information about these or any positions we have, we would encourage folks to check out our website at santarosasheriff.org. It'll have all the information they need on the position as well as how to apply for it, but we certainly encourage folks to check that out.
Very good. Thanks so much for the time. As always, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon.